Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky, and we are here to talk with Jamie Sprague from Rochester, New York, who is currently studying abroad with Estela Spanish in Santiago, Chile. Jamie, welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your Spanish immersion program to talk to me.
Hi, Veronica, no problem.
So let's begin back when you first started learning with formal Spanish instruction. Can you kind of walk us through your Spanish language learning up until the point you're at now?
Okay, well, in high school, well, I guess it started in middle school, we had the standard foreign language classes that are required. So I took Spanish a couple times a week just through high school, up until 11th grade, I think, and then I didn't take it for a long time. And then last year in university, my junior year, I decided to take a 1 semester Spanish course that reviewed. It was mostly a beginner's course, but for people who took it for a few years in high school, because I forgot quite a lot of Spanish because it had been a few years. So that's pretty much it. I didn't come to Chile with a lot of Spanish knowledge, just a bit.
What support did you have from friends and family at home when you decided that you wanted to take on an immersion program?
My parents were my main source of support. They were a little bit shocked at first, but they really support me going abroad and learning a new language and learning a culture. So they supported me by helping me get ready, partially through monetary, like about half the money, and just like contacting family members and friends that they knew that have been abroad to South America too, so I could talk to them.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And how long is your total program in Santiago?
A little less than 4 months.
Okay, that's awesome. Are you going to go to any of our other campuses in South America?
No, I won't have time.
Bummer.
Yeah.
So, why all of a sudden was improving Spanish important to you?
I am studying occupational therapy in college,
Okay.
and I just think it's important to for the job in the future, and just for it to be well-rounded and be able to communicate with more people and understand more cultures, to be able to speak a second language. And if I decide to stay in the U.S., there's a ton of Spanish-speaking people there that would I'd be able to communicate with a wider range of patients, or I could also travel with the job too to Spanish-speaking countries.
Oh, that's interesting. Is that a temporary thing, or is it more permanent to go to other countries and work?
I'm not sure. I was thinking about doing the Peace Corps for 2 years after I finished my undergrad in Peru. So that'll be something, not exactly in occupational therapy, but in health. So that'll kind of give me an idea if I want to end up moving to another country or stay in the US.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So how are you receiving college credit for the program from your university?
I get one every 3 weeks of classes here counts as one class worth of credit. So I'm getting entire semester's worth of credit for Spanish classes and elective classes this
That's
semester.
amazing. In under 4 months. Wow.
Yeah.
So, from your studies that you've gone through so far, what area of Spanish is currently the most challenging for you?
Well, speaking is definitely harder than grammar for me.
Okay.
And I think that probably has to do with how I originally learned Spanish. It's more grammar focused in schools, and you're not immersed as much. And I'm kind of a timid person with talking to begin with, even in English. So it's about speaking out there. Writing is fine for me for
Okay.
Spanish, but speaking, I really have to think about my sentence structure and everything.
Can you kind of break down how your classes go every day?
Yeah, in the morning at 9 we have conversation class. And so that's with one teacher and like depending on the week for like 4 to 6 students, and we always have a different topic. Sometimes we read an article or story and talk about it. And if we have something we want to talk about, then we can talk about that too and all that. And then in the afternoon, we have a little break, 10-minute break, and then in the afternoon we have grammar class, where it changes, the subject of the grammar changes every week. And we have a book, do a lot of stuff orally to learn a different part of grammar every week.
Nice. So how do your professors help you, like, open up and talk more freely?
I think the small class sizes is a big thing. And because you can't really get away with not talking in such a small class. And they'll direct, if you're not speaking as much, they'll just directly ask you questions. And they're all very relaxed and friendly, so it's kind of a open environment. It's not so scary to speak as if it would be in a university class with 20 students.
Right.
Yeah.
So what other kind of students are in your conversation class? Like, where are they from, ages, things like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of students in their 20s, although there's some older and some younger, and they're from everywhere. a lot of Germans. And, and a lot of Brazilians. I would say those are the two countries most common people are from, but they're from everywhere. Taiwan, England, U.S., Canada, Switzerland, Holland, all sorts of places. So it's pretty cool to meet people from different backgrounds in a completely different country that none of us are from.
All speaking a different language, too.
Right.
So have you made some good friendships so far in your program?
Yeah, definitely. Have some very lasting friendships. There's some people that are here for as long as the time as I am, and we've all been very close. And there's also people who are only here for 2 weeks, which is sad, but it's also great that we talk after they leave. And I will have, you know, if I ever decide to go traveling, I'll always have people to visit in different parts of the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So have you taken any interesting day or weekend trips that you'd recommend?
Yeah. I've gone to Valparaiso a couple times.
Okay.
It's nice. And Viña del Mar, but Valparaiso's awesome. And Pichilemu. I feel like to go surfing. Day trips, Cajon del Maipo, to go hiking and see the mountains and escape from the city for a day. And I also went to Bolivia for a week, but that's a week trip, not a weekend.
Right.
But I had a week
would
off.
Would you recommend that? Was that worthwhile?
I would definitely recommend it. It's really different. Really interesting. Yeah.
So what did you do there? Like, what makes it so unique?
Well, I had the opportunity, I traveled there with another girl who's on, the same university program as I am from the U.S. And we stayed with one of my Bolivian friend's family. So we kind of got to immerse ourselves a little more than we normally would just touring the area, which was really cool. So they just showed us a lot about the culture. It's very different than Chile or the U.S. Things are done a lot differently. It's a lot more natural, I guess, there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely a culture shock. And there's so much cool stuff to see. We didn't even see. We only stayed in the area around La Paz. So I will go back one day and see more of the country.
Yeah. And then what do you do when you've gone to Valparaiso?
A lot of wandering. Just because it's such a cool city. It's so different from anything I've ever seen, with all the colors and different buildings and all the street art. Love to go to street art. We went to Mil Tambores Festival, which was a big music festival that I people were equating to Carnival in Brazil, but a smaller.
Oh.
It's that sort of vibe there. So that was fun. Everyone's just outside listening to music, dancing, lots of colors. And yeah, we've taken a walking tour, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And gone to the beach in Viña del Mar.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing too.
Yeah. Nice, and it's really easy to get there, so it's worth it.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your accommodations while you're staying in Santiago?
Yeah, I'm staying with a host family.
Okay.
I have been the whole time with Ana Maria, who is a woman living with her daughter, who's a little bit older than I am, in Providencia in an apartment, and it's really nice because we get to. I also live with another student who mm-hmm. went to Cela for a month and now is volunteering in a school for a couple months. And yeah, it's really cool because we just get to talk to her and learn a lot about the Chilean culture. And I would definitely recommend staying with a host family over staying in a hostel or anything.
Yeah, so she's been helpful.
Yeah, she's been really helpful. If we have questions about, you know, which bus to take to somewhere or what we should do on a weekend, she always has a good suggestion.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So how is the Santiago culture different from your hometown?
Mm.
I'm sure there are many ways.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm definitely not used to living in a big city. I don't come from the city, so it's there's always stuff to do here. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just the, I suppose the Latin American culture is a lot different than the culture in the U.S. People are very open here, I'd say, really welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the U.S., obviously there's exceptions both here and there, but, you know, in the U.S., if you meet someone through a friend, you probably won't say hi to them on the street or something. But here, if you said hello to someone one time and you see them on the street, they're like, oh, hey, Mia! Like, you've been friends forever. Yeah, everyone's really welcoming here. I really like the culture. It's cool to, I don't know, I feel like I can just wander around the city a lot and get lost and find something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas where I'm from, you kind of know everything after you've been there for a couple weeks.
So you feel safe, too, walking around Santiago?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously unsafe parts, too, but I wouldn't
right.
be there by myself, but where, yeah, where I live is so safe. It's a lot safer than cities back home. I think it's very secure.
Good.
Yeah.
Have you experienced any of the Santiago nightlife? Have you gone out at all?
Yep. Every Wednesday we have like a party for extranjeros.
Oh, nice.
Good, because we get to meet everyone from the school and from other schools. And then we sometimes in the weekends go out to some of the bars, which are also pretty fun. Yeah, the nightlife is a lot more bar-focused than
okay.
at home. It's more house parties here. People go to bars a lot and socialize.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your program or any advice for our listeners? Maybe especially people who are maybe going to school and thinking about, you know, taking a program, but seeing it as like missing out on college classes.
Yeah. Plan ahead. Definitely plan ahead. because yeah, you can make it so that your semesters aren't going to be jam packed by missing a semester of classes, but, you got to plan ahead and talk to your advisors and stuff and see how everything can pan out and like plan all the way to graduation, really. So that you know you're secure and not having to take an extra semester or anything by studying abroad. And once you get here, just put yourself out there and talk to as many people as you can, because that's the best way to improve your Spanish.
That's true. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jamie, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, and good luck with finishing your program and returning home and finishing college, too. That's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.